Our scripture readings this morning are from the book of Proverbs, first from chapter 22 and the next from chapter 23. Start children off on the way they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn from it. Listen to your father, who gave you life, and do not despise your mother when she is old. Buy the truth and do not sell it. Wisdom, instruction, and insight as well. The father of a righteous child has great joy. A man who fathers a wise son rejoices in him. May the Lord bless our reading of his word and of our hearing of it. Now, I know that all of you look forward with great anticipation, almost holding your breath, waiting until the announcement finally comes from Laura, from this very pulpit, very near the first of every month. The church newsletter is here. And you can pick up your copy as you leave this morning. Well, the church newsletter has been there so far for a week, and you can get one. Well, maybe not all of you are holding your breath waiting for that, but I know that one or two of you actually do read some of the monthly Boskydale Bulletin. I know that. Well, I hope there's more than one or two. Now, if you're one of those who has read the last page this month, you'll recognize this reference. But for all of you, for all the rest of you non-readers, the last page was actually pretty important to all of us. All of us. Right there in bold letters headline, the article is, Boskydale Needs Children. And boy, do we ever. This being Children's Sunday today, I feel compelled to read a bit of it to you. In case you need to find one, they're back there. If I can find mine. Nice, bright yellow. See, you can almost read Boskydale Needs Children. It's so big, okay? It says, attention all church members. Have you looked around lately? During worship services at Sunday school time? When it's time for them to leave the morning worship service for children's church, or playing in the churchyard before or after services? Haven't seen any children, have you? And there's a good reason. There are none at our church lately. Hey, we can all get older and finally not have anyone here anymore. Only as new children come and as young families come, as the average age of our church drops by 15 or 20 or 25 years, will we be able to keep this church open, alive, and serving Christ in this community. And it's time to start attracting new people, young people to Boskydale Baptist Church, and the only ones who can do the attracting, inviting, bringing, are you, and you, and you. Then there's a part in there that you might remember last Sunday that I embarrassed poor Mike and Mallory and Ashton and Jared about their responsibilities in future years to bring their children to Boskydale. But I finished up the article this way. So, find some kids. Find some young families, and let's get busy growing. And then a final hint at the end. Hint. We have had 30 or more children attending Vacation Bible School for the last couple of years. Why are we not reaching them and their families? Good question. All right. Now, all of you. Get your very own copy of the June newsletter. Cut that article off. Stick it on your refrigerator door permanently. It's not just our only two young couples who need to work on getting children and their parents and their neighbor families back to filling up the little white church on the hill in the dale. Dell, that is. Okay, it is indeed Children's Sunday, the day that we put all of our focus on our children, put all of our focus on all children. Jesus led the way. He told us how. And these are important words because Matthew, Mark, and Luke all record this incident and the response of Jesus. And that's kind of unusual in the Gospels that all three of the synoptics put the same story there. It says, people brought little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them and pray for them. But the disciples rebuked them. Jesus said, let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. Matthew 19. At another time, Jesus placed great importance to the part that little children play in the mix of our spiritual experience. Truly, I tell you, Jesus said, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Every church, any church, Boskydale Baptist Church, we all need the presence of children among us. And not just the children, their parents, all members of their families. A number of years ago, probably 30 or more years ago, some churches really began an all-out effort to bring children to church. They called it a bus ministry. Remember that? Of course, what happened was many of those churches brought busloads of children to Sunday school and to worship, and then they'd load up the buses and take them home. I know of one church in my home state of Virginia that bragged that they had 52 buses going all over everywhere, bringing in hundreds of children, some from as far away as 30 and 40 miles. This is a true story. They were picking up some children as early as 8 o'clock on Sunday morning and getting them back home as late as 1 or 1:30 or so. What was missing? What caused the eventual failure of these bus ministries? Because they don't exist anymore. Well, did I say anything about the parents riding the buses too? No. They were just getting children, not really reaching whole homes. And the programs eventually dwindled to nothing. When you reach out to children, you must also reach out to their whole family. And this is an absolute for us. See, we don't have any buses. We can't do that kind of thing, and we wouldn't if we did. And as I say, at every vacation Bible school commencement, children don't have driver's licenses. Only the families can get them here. As precious as children are to Jesus, it is a very rare child indeed, possibly no child, leads his home in a vibrant and growing spiritual life. Any child needs parents to lead them. So, what more does the Bible say about God and children? And very importantly, about God and family life with children. The wisdom of Solomon, in the writings attributed mostly to him, the book of Proverbs, that wisdom is a great place to find the wisdom given by God. More specifically, to our interest of Children's Sunday today, Proverbs offers a lot of valuable counsel to children about their response to parents. And it also offers advice to parents about the rearing of children. So first of all, I must say, and I'm sure you agree, children who have godly parents have a great advantage in life. I'll start with fathers, good and godly fathers, because two things. Father's Day is coming soon. And what is terribly important in America today, we are seeing on every front the devastation of children growing up in homes with no father present. Single parent families, almost exclusively a home with children being raised by a single mother. This situation is one of the greatest causes of spiritual and moral decline in the fabric of our nation. And the blame is not on the mother, but rather on the absence of a father to complete the home life. So, a focus on fathers to start. A biblical foundation of family life. A good man leaves a rich legacy to his children. Proverbs 27, the righteous man walks in his integrity, his children are blessed after him. Children are always blessed when they have a father who sets a godly example. Proverbs 13:22. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. And we're not told what that inheritance is. The first thought about inheritance is usually wealth. But here, the thought most likely is character. To inherit good character. To inherit good character. Well, of course, that's undoubtedly the better of the two. Proverbs 17:6 says, children's children are the crown of old men, and the glory of children is their father. You'll most likely hear that one again on Father's Day. Now, she doesn't come in second, but rather is to be known along with the father as also the mother. A good mother is a blessing to her children. So says Proverbs 31:28. Her children rise up and call her blessed. I had to say that because that's a religious way to say that word. Blessed. Okay. The mother described all through Proverbs 31 is virtuous, is industrious, and is God-fearing. From verse 10 all the way through to verse 31, the end of this great chapter of the Bible, the virtuous mother is given a blessed description that is unmatched anywhere else. Why do her children call her blessed or blessed? I believe King Solomon, in this case, was speaking to children who have grown to adulthood or at least have grown to maturity. You see, young children often think and act on the emotion of the moment, but in maturity, the children of their mothers have come to realize the true values in life, and the mature response of calling her blessed indicates their gratitude, indicates thanksgiving, indicates praise for a godly mother. Thus, we see with both father and mother, ideally with both of them present in the home, and both with spiritual leadership of their own, these homes are where children are Christ's kind of children. Of such is the kingdom of heaven. However, children too have a major part to play in a God-pleasing home. Any of us who grew up in a home with more than one child in the family or who yourself has had more than one child that you've parented, we all know that every child is different. Amen. Each one has its own or her own personality and ways. Well, even with identical twins, we see that in Mallory and, and Ashton very easily. And so in multiple child families, each will fit these descriptions that I'm going to give with varying degrees. But in general terms, wise, obedient, and righteous children bless the home. So speaking of wise children, again, we turn to the biblical words of Proverbs. And we must remember that the words of biblical language, particularly in the Old Testament, much of those words are based or were based on a male-dominated culture. Thus, Proverbs 10:1. A wise son makes a glad father. And we'll add daughter to that if that's permitted. Wise children are not that way by accident. They are that way because they have been properly loved and nurtured and taught and disciplined. In fact, by nature, children start out and can be, if they're left unchecked, they can continue to be unwise. That's the counsel of Proverbs 22:15. Foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction will drive it far from him. By the way, don't let Children and Family Services know that I said that, okay? But seriously, parents, for this reason, are admonished to train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. That's those very familiar words of Proverbs 22 that I just read from the text this morning. The fact is, to ignore, to neglect the children of a home is disastrous. Such actions never produce wise children. Again, great advice from the writer of Proverbs, chapter 29, verse 15. The rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself brings his mother to shame. And one of the greatest parts of wisdom for children is for them to be obedient children. Proverbs 24:21 says, "My son, fear the Lord and the king, and do not join with rebellious officials." And of course, Solomon, he was the king, so he counseled his son to fear him and to fear the Lord. And fear there means venerate and respect, great qualities that encourage obedience. And Proverbs 28:7 instructs, whoever keeps the law, or in other words, obeys laws, any laws, including rules set down by parents, whoever keeps the law is a discerning son, but a companion of gluttons shames his father. In Solomon's time, there must have been a law against gluttony. So to gain wisdom and to be obedient are definitely God-pleasing traits of children, and those enhance the home. And that, wisdom and obedience, makes for righteous children. Mm-hmm. And of course, Proverbs has a word for children of righteousness. Proverbs 23:24. The father of the righteous shall gladly rejoice. The righteous child is truly a child of God. And righteous children are so because they have been wisely taught by their caring, godly parents. So if we were privileged to have several children and youth among us here today, I would have some practical counsel for them based on the biblical principles that we've just reviewed. But I've noticed that we don't have children and youth here. So I'll give these points to you, fellow church members, and I'll ask you to give these to every young home that you know. All children, no matter what age, need to develop and maintain respect and reverence for parents. Amen. Amen. And parents and grandparents, take note. That's not hard for them to do with godly parents. Mm-hmm. Of course, I could quote the fourth commandment here. But you guessed it, Proverbs has good advice here too. Proverbs 23:22. Listen to your father who gave you life, and do not despise your mother when she is old. Pardon me, King Solomon, I would add, I like that part about not despising your mother, but at any time, not just when she's old. And I know you've always given this advice, all of you. Always hoped it will help them put up their guard. Refrain from running with bad kids, particularly evil companions. Why do we hesitate to use the word evil when it comes to kids? The fact is, there are some evil ones out there. This is the way good old King Solomon put it in Proverbs 23:19. He said, listen, my son, and be wise, and set your heart on the right path. Do not join those who drink too much wine or gorge themselves with meat. For drunkards and gluttons become poor, and drowsiness clothes them in rags. You know, and they need to know, from early age, keeping company with bad, evil people can quickly corrupt a good person's character. And you know, and they need to know, from early age, and especially as they get into their youth years, that they should avoid those who undermine their morals and encourage them to shameful and immoral behavior. Proverbs 29 speaks to ones who have passed through the child and youth stages and now as an adult reflect their associations and morality learned before adulthood. It says, a man who loves wisdom brings joy to his father, but a companion of prostitutes squanders his wealth. The truth is, you can look at the outward life of children who've grown into the teen years and see that the behavior and the activities of youth are indications of their inner life. Proverbs 20, verse 11, even a child is known by his doings, whether his work be pure or whether it be right. Now, I know I've given you lots from Proverbs this morning, and there are many other biblical passages that speak plainly about God's wishes for children and youth and their parents and the qualities and characters of the home. But truly, old King Solomon has always been known for his wisdom and much of his parenting advice. He was known not only as a wise king, but also as a wise father. Our actions and qualities that we adults reflect in the home are crucial, because most tendencies in childhood and in the children that are growing are acquired rather than inherited. This places serious and weighty responsibility on parents to nurture, to discipline, to teach our children. And the best teaching is by example. Amen. Children, and we must teach them this. Children likewise must make right responses. Well, God bless our children, no matter what age. And God bless all parents. May we be godly parents. And really be glad this day that we have a Children's Sunday. And may I remind you, the final thoughts of the Boskydale Needs Children article. Find some kids. Find some young families. And let's get busy growing.